While the federal government gives top priority to homeland security, local leaders across the country are taking steps to protect their citizens from terrorism. In the last of three reports examining homeland security programs at different levels of government, Joshua Levs spoke with local leaders in the Orlando area.
Orlando Mayor Glenda Hood says since September 11th, security has been her number one priority.
If a terrorist attack occurs, it happens at the local level. And the local first responders are the ones that are first on the scene. And the local elected bodies need to have made the decisions and have the protocols in place to deal with that.
Hood says the way officials in New York handled September 11th was just right.
The mayor was the spokesperson for the media and to get information out to the public. You saw the governor in a supporting role. You saw the president in a supporting role. You saw all the different federal and state agencies come in and coordinate and work together, and they all knew what their responsibilities were.
In the days after September 11th, Mayor Hood began an aggressive local homeland security effort that caught the attention of federal officials. Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge has called Hood's efforts and those of other local leaders in Florida a model for the nation. Mayor Hood frequently brings together city, state, and federal officials to discuss in detail who would do what if an attack occurred in Orlando. Hood has also initiated a risk assessment for all public buildings.
Whether it's City Hall, our arena, our stadium, our neighborhood centers, and of course, what you find out is the way that a lot of your public buildings have been designed really didn't have as a focus certain security issues.
Visitors to city buildings now must sign in. Some entrances are sealed off, and others have posted guards. Building employees have undergone training to keep an eye out for and report suspicious people on the premises. There's a new evacuation plan for the entire downtown area, and the city has created its own anti-terrorism task force. The 5-person unit, including members of the fire and police departments, will lead the response to any terrorist attack. District Chief Gerald Lane of the Orlando Fire Department heads the task force's arson and bomb squad. He organized special classes for all the city's first responders.
Our personnel, police, fire, and public works needed to be trained in weapons of mass destruction.
Authorities went through mock disasters involving chemical, biological, and explosive threats. They put some of their new skills to use during last fall's anthrax scare.
We had almost 400 suspicious envelope calls within about a 10-day period.
All those calls turned out to be false alarms, and Orlando has not had a terrorist attack. But officials know this city, like any U.S. city, could be a target. And at any given time, hundreds of thousands of tourists are in the area visiting theme parks like Disney World, an American icon, which is outside the city limits but still in Orange County. Orange County Sheriff Kevin Berry says his department has worked with the city and the theme parks to step up security. But he also has another concern, the possibility that people living in the Orlando area may have ties to some of the 19 men who hijacked the planes on September 11th.
My goodness, 15 and 19 came and recreated right here at Disney World. So do we know that they might have some money cells and things like that? Absolutely. Do we know that we've got some Al-Qaeda activity here? Absolutely.
And while the federal government is trying to weed out terrorist cells, Sheriff Berry has made it a priority of his to find possible terrorists in Orange County.
Everybody thinks that it's going to take high technology or something like that to catch a terrorist. Well, folks, sometimes it's just simple, raw information.
To get that information, the Sheriff's Department is asking citizens for help. It's revitalizing neighborhood watch programs and adding a new twist.
When we pull together as a community and we're stronger. So that's important. That's what we're here tonight. We're about making ties with each other.
Corporal John Luckett is speaking to a group of about 15 people in a conference room at a public library in the Hickory Ridge neighborhood, part of Northwest Orlando. They've come to develop a program for their nearby apartment complex. Luckett speaks to them about the standard neighborhood watch element, how to protect yourself from burglars, what to do in case of a weather emergency. Then he turns to the new topic.
The terrorist that took over the planes and destroyed our buildings and killed our fellow citizens lived and used flight schools in Florida. Matter of fact, 6 of the 10 known flight schools were in Florida that were used. They were here living amongst us, traveling in our roads, shopping at our stores.
Luckett asks the neighborhood watch group to look out for suspicious neighbors, such as people with no obvious means of support, or people with foul odors coming from their homes that could indicate explosives or chemicals.
Now, we are also talking in this particular instance about Middle Eastern males. However, we do need to still be aware of everybody. But notice these things. The more information you gather, the more it might help us or you.
The group listens intently. Some take notes. Afterward, 66-year-old Esther Varga, organizer of the Hickory Ridge Neighborhood Watch Group, says since September 11th, she's wanted to do whatever she can to help protect herself and those around her.
I'm very concerned of that terrorist that could be living right next door to me, and I won't know. So from now on, I'll watch. I'll keep my eyes open. I want to make sure my neighborhood is safe.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department believes these neighborhood watch programs could make a tremendous difference. Sheriff Kevin Barry says he studied intelligence efforts in Israel, where, he says, critical tips sometimes come from neighbors. And Barry says this same principle has worked before in American history.
Even in the old pioneer days, they built their houses on hills so they could look out for one another. Well, that's what we're doing today, looking out for one another, getting it back to the street level.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department has 10 officers focused on homeland security efforts. Together, they're organizing more than 500 neighborhood watch programs. At the same time, the city has developed a homeland security class for its community emergency response teams, groups of citizens in various neighborhoods who help fellow citizens and first responders in case of an emergency. Program coordinator Vicki Robles says the class teaches a few basic points. For example, citizens shouldn't go into a building that's structurally unsound, even to try to rescue someone.
Because if they're inside, the building collapses, now they become a part of the problem. So we're just teaching them to survive after it happens.
Bill Jennings is the head of a community emergency response team in College Park, a residential area just north of downtown. He wants to learn as much as he can from local officials.
When they're overwhelmed, they could be in so many different areas that they're not going to be able to get to my house, to my street, to the next block. And this is why it's important to have citizens who have an understanding of this.
Something happened in Orlando last month that gave many people a momentary scare. The FBI got information that suggested a possible threat to Orlando's water supply. City and county officials secured the water facilities, tested the water for contamination, and quickly let the media know the water was fine. Orange County Sheriff Kevin Barry.
So once again, it was good, solid teamwork. And we didn't have panic. And we informed the public. And I think they're looking to local law enforcement as the calming effect.
Still, there's more Orlando would like to do. The city is hoping federal money will allow it to hire more personnel for Homeland Security and pay for a new urban search and rescue team. The city's already spending at least $2.5 million on new Homeland Security efforts, and the county's spending at least another $1.5 million. Just like thousands of communities across the country, the Orlando area's efforts to stay secure and prepared in the post-September 11th environment are still only beginning. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Orlando.